Sakta Hilge Mishnah Vaitra Masech des Nazir, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hei, Shloisha Minim, Asurim Benazir. We know already that there are three kinds of things that are asa to a Nazir, three types of Isurim. Hatoma, becoming Tame from a mace, Vatiglachas, now let us shave his hair, Vayyotzim in a Geffen, and he can't eat or drink things that come from the grapevine. The Mishnah is not telling us a Chiddush here, the Mishnah is just reminding us, remember these three things, now I want you to understand how they're different. Chomer batuma ubetiglachas may be yoitza min hagefen. There is a chomer, there is a strictness by the isser of tuma and shaving, which we do not have in regard to the isser of things coming from a grapevine. Shatuma vatiglachas, in regard to the isurim of tuma, that another should not be metame himself or shave his hair, soisrin. It's going to cause him to lose some of the days of his naziris. It undoes his naziris. If a Nazir becomes Tame, he has to start counting all over again. And the days that he counted till then doesn't count. And the same is true if either he shaved his hair or his hair was shaven. He loses at least 30 days of the days of his Naziris. If he was only a 30-day Nazir, which most Nazirim are, he loses his whole Naziris. If he was longer, he loses 30 days. But when it comes to the Isser of wine or grapes, Vayoitzim in a geffen, eating or drinking things that come out of the grapevine, although he's not allowed to, but einoy soiser, if he does, it doesn't take away, it doesn't undo any of the days of his nazirus. By tumah, the pasuk says beferish, vayomer rishonim yiplu, the first days fall away. By shaving, it's because the Torah says after his nazirus, he's mechuyif to shave his hair, that's when it finishes. The Torah says, kodesh ye gadel, and that shaving has to be chachik at least 30 days worth of hair. Now let me ask you an interesting shail. Let's say I'm a nazir for 100 days. On day number 68, I shaved my hair. Or chveis, robbers got a hold of me and they shaved my hair. So l'chayr, I lose nothing. Because I anyway have another 30 days to go. I understand that if I was up to the last days of my nazirs, I don't have 30 days left, so I have to go back and recount. So I have 30 days after my hair was shaven. But what if it's a long naziris? My hair was shaven, and I have another 30 days to go anyway. So l'chayra, I don't lose anything. Some Rishonim hold that way, but the Rambam says no. I'm still going to have to redo 30 days. According to the Rambam, if I was a 100-day nazir and I got shaved at day number 65, I can't start counting the rest of my days until I first have 30 days of the hair growing back. Okay, so that's the chumrah that tumah and teglachas have. It forces me to recount some of the days, or all of the days. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues, chumrah b'yotzim in a geth, and there's a chumrah in regard to eating or drinking things that come from a grapevine, which you have only in regard to the grapes and the wine, may batumah b'teglachas, more so than by tumah and teglachas. What is this chumrah that you only have with things that come out of the grapevine? And the answer is, Shahayoitzim and Hagefen loy hutter mechlaloy. There's never a case where this becomes mutter for a nazir. Not even for the purpose of a mitzvah. And by tumah and teglachas there is, and the answer is yes. Tumah and teglachas hutru mechlaloy. There sometimes are exceptions. For the purpose of a mitzvah, there's a heter. We go away from the regular iser. When would that be? Well, as far as shaving goes, there's b'teglachas mitzvah. Let's say the nazir was a mitzvah, and he became tar from his tsaras. There's a mitzvah for him to shave. That's part of what a mitzvah has to go through. And he's going to shave even though he's a nazir. That's a classical case of asei doicha loisasei. The asei that a mitzvah has of yigalach is called sa'arai, pushes away the loisasei that a nazir has of tar layavra al raishai. So that's by tiglachas, where you can have an exception. And the other exception in regard to tumah would be ubemeis mitzvah. If there is a person who passed away, and there are no relatives, there's no one to bury him, the nazir can do so. Not only can he do so, he has to do so. That's learned from the pasuk, ula aviv ula imoi lo yitam. Ula aviv ula imoi, for his father and mother, he cannot be mitami himself. But he can, and he even has to be mitami himself for a mes mitzvah. But by drinking wine, there's no such heter. So let me ask you, what if he has a mitzvah to drink wine? So let me ask you, when would he have the mitzvah to drink wine? How's about Kiddush and Avdallah? How's about the Dalad Kaisais? Those are not the Uraisas. Those are mitzvahs midrabbanan. Dalit kaisis is the rabbanan. Now, kiddush could be the araisa. Now, it could be the araisa. It is the araisa. You're mechuyev to make kiddush. It says zochar siyam shabbos lekachay. But kiddush on wine, the wine part is midrabbanan. But suppose he swears that he's going to drink wine. That would be a case where it would be a deraisa. Still, there's no heter for a nazir to be able to drink wine, even in such a case. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'chomer batumla, maybe tiglachas, there is a chumra that being metamala meisim has, which you don't have in regard to the yisr of shaving, shahatumah seiseres es hakol. It doesn't make a difference how many days passed, how many days are still left in his naziras. At the point that he becomes tameh, you go back to go. He starts again from the beginning. Again, that's learned from the pasuk by Yomim Harishayim Yiplu Ki Tomei Nizrai. Furthermore, v'chayavin alei karban. After he's mitayir himself, he has to bring special karbanis before he can start counting his naziris again. We're going to learn about that in the next Mishnah B'yez Hashem. On the other end, v'tiglachas in regard to the issur of shaving. So first of all, einas eiseres ela shloshim yom. It only takes away 30 days. Now you're right. If his whole naziris is just 30 days, he goes back to the beginning. But if his naziris was longer than 30 days, he doesn't have to recount all of the days. And ve'ein chayovin aleo carbon. There's no din that you have to bring a special carbon if he shaved during the days of his naziris. Okay, so out of the three minim that are asur bin nazir, tumah tiglachas, and yoytzim and agafin, coming into contact with mesim and shaving has a chumra over the isurim of eating or drinking things that come from a grapevine. By tum and teglachas, you lose some days of naziris. For drinking wine or eating grapes, you don't. Chumra that wine has is that it never becomes mutter. There's no case of even if there's a mitzvah that the wine should become mutter. Masha en kein by teglachas, if he was a mitzayra, then we would say asei doichalai sasei. And if there's a mes mitzvah, he's obligated to bury him, even though he's a nazir. Tumma has a chumra over teglachas. Tumma always makes the nazir recount everything. By teglachas, it's just 30 days. And by Tumma, after he's mitayir himself, before he can start counting naziris again, he has to bring karbonis. But by teglachas, there's no such chiyuv.